Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Such Amazing Grace, Freedom in Jesus Christ. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 to 42. Grace promotes sacrifice. Let's read our text, Matthew chapter 10, beginning with verse 37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. We face two options that both lead to death. We can reject Christ and die spiritually, what the Bible calls the second death. Our other option is to follow Jesus and die to self. The paradox of dying to fall, to find life. What's involved in the process of dying to self? Well, our text reveals that dying to live consists of three steps. First, dying to live means maximizing the Savior. Verse 38, and he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Most people are familiar with the maximize, minimize feature on a computer screen. When you maximize a window, it fills the screen and everything else is hidden. Other windows are still there, but your attention is focused on what's maximized. We are to follow Jesus. He is to be life's focus. Our eyes fixed on Him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our mind set on him. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Jesus, our Savior, is worthy of our worship, worthy of our attention, and worthy of our affection. The old hymn, Be Thou My Vision, expresses knowing Jesus Christ personally and maximizing Him. Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence by light. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. The highest thought you could have on any given day is to think about Christ. That is maximizing the Savior. Second, dying to live means minimizing of self. Verse 39, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. A while ago, I saw a meme on social media appropriate to this point. It was Francis Chan's response to a member of the church. Random churchgoer says, I didn't really like worship today. Francis Chan responded, that's okay. We weren't worshiping you. Pastor Rick Warren wrote, you discover purpose when you understand it's not about you. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This concept of minimizing self becomes very difficult to practice for two reasons. One, we struggle with spiritual perception, an inability to see. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "We do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Remember the hymn, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." We struggle with selfish perspective, seeking to satisfy our desires instead of submitting to Christ. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 all the way down to verse 34, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." It's by grace through faith that we acknowledge him as Lord and abandon attempts to experience a fulfilled life without him. And then third, dying to live means energizing in service. Verse 42, "And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward." It's a mistake to think that self is the enemy just because it's being denied. We're called to present ourself to Christ as a gift of worship to the Father. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Become a living sacrifice, energized by God's grace, translates into service. A cup of cold water to someone in need in the name of Jesus as his disciple. And because we die to self, we no longer look for man's empty praise. We don't serve to be recognized by the members of the community. We don't serve to rub shoulders with the movers and shakers. If God opens a ministry door, we should walk through it. But Christ-like service is the result of compassion, not for personal gain. That's okay for a follower of Jesus Christ, because a dead man doesn't need recognition. God's amazing grace. Such amazing grace. It gives us freedom in Jesus Christ to walk with him, to serve him. You have a great day.